We are going to talk about program-related investments, and we're going to give you sort of a two different views. One, from the legal perspective, I'm going to give you an overview of the law that applies to program-related investment. And then Christine, who's not a lawyer, is a senior program investment officer, and she structures most of the program-related investments at Ford and has done that for a number of years, and is going to give you sort of a more practical look at putting together PRIs and then give you some examples of recent work that we've done. So let's just start off with the laws that apply to PRIs. So Section 4944 of the code prohibits what's called jeopardizing investments. And this was enacted to prevent private foundations from squandering their tax-exempt funds through risky investments. And the standard that's set in the code is that they look to see whether the foundation managers have failed to exercise ordinary business care and prudence in structuring an investment to provide for the long and short-term needs of the private foundation. There are no investments that are sort of per se violating of this rule. You look at each investment and the foundation's overall portfolio. But if an investment is determined to violate this rule, there is a penalty tax on the foundation. Initially, it's 10%, and then if it's not unwound, it goes up to 25%. And there's also a tax on the individual foundation managers who approve the investment, and that is 10% of the investment, and then if it's not unwound, there's an additional 5%.